The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 11th. What to know about the downfall of one of the nation's most visible leaders? New York's governor is stepping down, but the investigations into his behavior continue. Also, the Senate passed a bill to improve roads, internet, the electric grid, and a lot more. But some Democrats could hold it back in the House. Plus, new protection for kids on Google's platforms, technology that could be a breakthrough in dementia care, and how to see what NASA calls the best meteor shower of the year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Governor Andrew Cuomo has officially given his 2 weeks' notice. He is stepping down as the governor of New York in the middle of a sexual harassment scandal. It was just last week when the state's attorney general released a report that found Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, including government workers. That same report said he and his office also retaliated against at least one of those accusers. Ever since, he's been facing pressure to resign from the nation's top leaders, including President Biden. And state lawmakers were taking steps toward impeachment. But in the end, he decided to step down voluntarily. Cuomo announced his resignation in a speech yesterday. He said he took responsibility for his actions, but again defended himself, explaining that he's just a physical, affectionate person. And he said the allegations stemmed from generational and cultural shifts. Either way, he's still under investigation for groping women in his office. This all has been a pretty big shift for Cuomo. He's one of the nation's best-known leaders. And just 6 months ago, it was widely thought Cuomo would easily win a fourth term next year. Now, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace him. That will make her the first woman in history to lead New York State. The Senate overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill worth more than $1 trillion. The vote came down to 69 yeses and 30 noes. The 30 Republicans who voted against it said they think it costs too much, but 19 other Republicans and all the Democrats disagreed. If this bill passes the House, too, this will be the largest addition of federal aid into infrastructure projects in more than a decade. It includes more than $100 billion for improvements to roads and bridges. There's also tens of billions of dollars to modernize public transportation and build electric vehicle charging stations. And it sets aside tens of billions more to expand broadband internet access, improve clean drinking water systems, and modernize the electric grid, just to name a few sticking points. It's mostly going to be paid for by repurposing other money, including some COVID-19 aid. This bill has been backed by business, labor, and farming groups. However, it faces an uphill battle in the House. That's because a lot of progressive House Democrats say they won't vote for it unless the Senate also passes a larger $3.5 trillion package. That one tackles everything from climate change to education to healthcare to income inequality and more. It would be paid for by raising taxes on the richest Americans and corporations. Supporters say it's necessary to address poverty in the country. However, no Republicans are expected to get on board with that much extra spending because of concerns over the nation's debt and inflation. They have also said raising taxes will hurt the economy overall. So the debate on both spending measures is expected to continue into the fall. We're starting to get more information about how the COVID-19 vaccines are working to protect people against the virus, even in the biggest hotspots. The New York Times analyzed data from 40 states and Washington, D.C. It found that since vaccinations began, fully vaccinated people have made up less than 5% of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in each state, and less than 6% of those who have died. In most places, the percentages are even lower than that. Overall, the CDC says more than 99.99% of people who are are fully vaccinated have not been hospitalized or died from COVID-19. And 74% of all breakthrough cases of COVID-19 were among people 65 and older. That's why some public health officials are calling for seniors and people with weakened immune systems to get an extra booster shot after being vaccinated. But it's still not clear how much that will help. The FDA is looking into that now. In the meantime, a lot more people are starting to get their first shots. Almost 60% of Americans who are eligible to be vaccinated are fully vaccinated already. And the pace of new vaccinations has increased to 500,000 a day on average. More than 150 million Americans are now under some kind of heat alert, from the west to the plains to the northeast. Some of the most extreme temperatures are once again coming to the Pacific Northwest. Parts of western Oregon could reach temperatures as high as 111 degrees by the end of this week, about 25 degrees above normal. And remember, that's where a lot of people don't have air conditioning. So city and county governments are opening cooling centers and misting stations in public buildings. A statewide helpline can help you find a shelter near you. Meanwhile, the center of the U.S., from Iowa and Nebraska down to parts of Louisiana and Texas, are under a heat advisory until tomorrow. It's going to feel like triple digits in parts of those states, too. In the Northeast, like in New York City, it will feel like the upper 90s or even lower 100s. In total, more than 100 record temperatures could be set this week. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about Ritual.
Ritual's prenatal vitamin is definitely part of my morning ritual, and I feel great about taking them every day because their multivitamins are formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that the body can actually use. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for more than a year. They never upset my stomach, whether I take them with or without food, and they don't have a gross taste either. Depending on which one I'm taking at the time, they're either minty or citrusy. I've taken the regular women's multivitamin as well as the prenatal and now the postnatal, but I recommend them for all women, men, and teens. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always, and you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. So get key nutrients with Ritual. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy.
Google is launching more protections for kids online. Over the next few months, the tech giant plans to roll out key changes to its platforms. On YouTube, video downloads will be set to private by default for users between 13 and 17 years old. And teens will get messages reminding them to take a break from their screens and when it's time for bed. Google will also remove what it calls overly commercial content from YouTube Kids. That's content that specifically encourages kids and their parents to spend money. In general, Google won't allow advertisers to target anyone under age 18 anymore. In the Google search engine, Safe Search will be turned on automatically for children and teens to filter out explicit or inappropriate content. Google will also remove any images of minors if they or their parents ask, and parents will get more control over the content their children can see. They'll be able to block certain web pages and podcasts from smart devices connected to Google Assistant. Amazon is taking more responsibility for third-party items sold on its site. Starting next month, if something you buy either injures you or damages your property, Amazon will pay you up to $1,000 in compensation, even if it's not Amazon brand. Amazon says the $1,000 limit will cover more than 80% of the claims it sees. Amazon also says it'll investigate each claim to root out fraud. This is a major shift for Amazon. The company has long argued that it shouldn't be legally responsible for a third-party seller's products. But in a recent court case in California, a judge disagreed with that stance. The judge ruled Amazon was liable for a customer's injuries because Amazon is a crucial part of the supply chain. And just last month, government regulators sued the company over this, saying Amazon needed to be more proactive about recalling items that proved to be dangerous. Artificial intelligence could soon help doctors diagnose dementia with a single brain scan. Researchers at the University of Cambridge developed an AI system that can apparently find signs of disease long before a patient shows symptoms. The AI system compares the patient's brain against thousands of confirmed dementia cases. The tool will also reportedly predict how fast or how slow the disease will progress. The AI system is still being tested, but Already, the research team says this could be a game changer for patients. Right now, dementia can take months or even years to formally diagnose. But researchers say if doctors could diagnose dementia sooner, it could dramatically improve patients' lives. Doctors could start treatments before the disease has a chance to get worse. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, and it's estimated that more than 6 million Americans are living with the disease already. Actress Christina Applegate revealed this week she has multiple sclerosis. She says she was diagnosed a few months ago. Applegate wrote on Twitter that it's been a strange journey so far, but that she has received a lot of support along the way. She also asked for privacy going forward. About 1 million people in the U.S. are living with multiple sclerosis. The disease affects the central nervous system. Basically, your brain struggles to communicate with your body, and some patients lose the ability to walk. There's no cure, but the symptoms can be managed. Applegate is best known for roles in TV shows like Married with Children and Dead to Me, as well as movies like Anchorman and Bad Moms. And she's been open about other health struggles in the past. Applegate battled breast cancer in 2008 and has openly talked about early menopause and insomnia. NASA considers it to be the best meteor shower of the year, and it peaks tonight. We're talking about the annual Perseid meteor shower. As long as it's not too cloudy tonight, you may be able to see dozens of meteors flying by every hour. The meteors, also known as shooting stars, are visible from anywhere on Earth. NASA says the best time to see the Perseids is between midnight and dawn. If you don't have the chance to see the meteor shower live, there will be plenty of live streams and replays available online. That's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a word from our sponsor, Noom.
Whenever I'm having a hard time making a decision between two choices, I try to always stop and ask myself if there is a third option, a different solution or middle ground that maybe I hadn't thought about before. Well, the same can be true when it comes to health and fitness. There can be a lot of pressure to label certain foods just good or bad, or to follow some strict rules if you want results. Well, Noom feels that just creates unnecessary dilemmas and stress. Instead, Noom wants to change how you see food with a psychology-based approach to building healthier habits. It's not about making you feel guilty or regretful. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is about better understanding your relationship with food and then empowering you to make healthy choices that work with your lifestyle and can be long-lasting. You get to choose your health goals, and Noom will then personalize a program for you. And Noom only needs a daily 10-minute check-in. So start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, you can sign up for your trial at Noom, that's spelled Noom.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Work Wednesday. More and more companies are postponing plans to bring workers back to the office. Many businesses had planned to reopen offices after Labor Day. But now that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are rising again, they're hitting pause. Companies like Wells Fargo, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, and Walmart are delaying bringing employees back to the office until at least October. Amazon and Lyft are waiting until early next year. And some companies like Dell and Mattress Firm aren't even bothering to set new reopening dates after delaying their fall plans. However, many Wall Street firms are sticking to their decisions to bring workers back. Banks like JP Morgan, Citigroup, and Bank of America will bring back workers, but masks will be mandatory. A lot of companies are also putting off business travel and large in-person company meetings. Events and concerts are starting to get canceled too, like the New York Auto Show and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. They are hoping for a comeback next year when the pandemic is a little more under control. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.